Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. The servant girl saw him and began to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Peter denies Jesus, just as Jesus told him he would. A few verses earlier in verse 54, we see the root of Peter's problem here. Mark writes that Peter was following Jesus from a distance. Instead of staying close to Jesus, Peter hung back where it was a little more comfortable. I'm sure Peter was thinking, "People are getting beat up there, so I'll just hang back a bit." And as we distance ourselves from Jesus, even if we're following him, we begin to do things that we never thought we'd do. Peter never thought in 1,000 years he would deny Jesus. He even said this to Jesus. But the falling asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane happened. The betrayal happened. The arrest happened. Cutting the guy's ear off happened. The trial happened. And now they're beating Jesus, and Peter's hanging out with the guys who beat him, pretending that he doesn't even know who Jesus is. And like in Peter's situation, sometimes life happens and sometimes it's tough. But when we allow those things to distance us from Jesus, is when we begin to do and say things that are completely out of character for us. So learn from Peter's example. Stay close to Jesus. Spend time with him. Do the things he asks, even if it's uncomfortable. And follow him closely, not from a distance. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter @DevotionPodcast. Or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.